Hearing about that new first aid or babysitting course that's being introduced by the Oxford College of First Aid. Well, Kay is someone who has benefited from training by that organisation, and she joins me on the line now. Kay, thank you for coming on the programme. Why did you decide, first of all, to go to the College of First Aid?
It was actually through work. I work in a children's centre in Banbury, and sort of it's a requirement for all staff to have the first aid training.
So what skills did you learn then when you went on it?
Mainly for me, it was the CPR, mm-hmm. which is the one that's a big memory for me, yeah.
What sort of things did you do on the course? Because, I mean, I've had one of these courses. It was very, very condensed in about 2 hours, and it was all very hands-on.
Yeah, very hands-on. I have to say that the trainer that we had, I can't actually remember his name at the moment, but he was brilliant. We were very hands-on. We had all the dolls out, and we learnt about choking, the CPR, wounds, all different kinds of things.
Now, the reason we're talking to you, you put these skills into practice very soon after you took the course, didn't you? Tell us what happened.
I had the course in June of 2009, and then sort of August, I was sat in my house, and I heard a lot of commotion outside. So I went outside, and all my neighbours had stood around the elderly man next door. As I walked out, he sort of collapsed on the floor. I walked over to him, went into a bit of panic, didn't know what to do, but it soon snapped in really quickly what I needed to do.
So what had happened then? What had happened to him?
He suffers with asthma, so he'd had a really acute asthma attack. He was going blue in the face, his lips were blue. I looked for a pulse, couldn't find a pulse. Looked for signs of any kind of breathing, there wasn't any. So just sort of went into compressions.
And what happened after that?
It felt like a lifetime, I have to be honest. Mm. My husband was sent to the sort of ambulance, and they were saying not to give the rescue breath, just to go into compressions. So I started doing that. And then the first response ambulance came, and he let me carry on because I'd got myself into such a good rhythm. And it was when the first response ambulance came that he took his first breath again.
Oh, crikey. What was that like for you then, knowing that he took his first breath because of what you were doing?
It was the nicest sound, but also the most scariest I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as a result of that, you saved his life, presumably?
The first response ambulance man did say that I think you've just saved this man's life, so yeah. That was very rewarding, I have to say.
Have you stayed in touch with that chap?
Yeah, he's my next-door neighbour, so yeah.
What did he say to you afterwards when he realised what had happened?
He was in critical care for about a week.
Crikey.
And when he came out, he was so grateful and his family was so grateful.
Do you know what? I've never spoken to somebody who's done one of these first aid courses and then actually put it into practice in such severe terms. And the one thing that astonishes me is that you do remember everything and it just comes back to you. But you said when you were confronted with the situation, you did panic to start with.
Yeah, it was a very quick sort of, I looked at him and thought, I can't do this. And then it snaps in, you know what you have to do. It's not a case of I can't, you just have to do it.
So at the time when you were learning the skills, did you just think, oh, I'm taking all this in, but I'm never really going to have to use them and I'll forget them anyway?
For me, I felt it was something that everybody else had to use or see it on the telly. It's not something that I'm ever going to use. Yeah, definitely.
So if that isn't a good enough advertisement for people to take up any kind of first aid course, what advice would you give to someone who might be a little bit nervous or hesitate to take the course?
I have to say, a lot of the girls that I work with, because obviously we all had to do the training, when I came and told them what I'd done, they said it gave them a lot more confidence that they would be able to do it now.
Really?
Yeah, because when you're doing the training, it's actually quite hard work to do the compressions. And I felt that while I was doing the training that I'm never going to be able to carry this on for however long I need to. But when you're in the situation, your body just takes over.
Is it just driven by adrenaline, I'd imagine?
Definitely, yeah. And when he sort of took his first breath, that was, yeah, I knew I was doing good and I just had to carry on and carry on.
That is incredible. Kate, it's been really, really good to talk to you. Thanks ever so much for coming on the programme.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Take care. Kay Embra, who's done one of those first aid courses by the Oxford College of First Aid. And, well, as you heard there, put it to very, very good use. Have you ever been in a situation where you've used the first aid that you've been taught? I still believe, even the stuff that I've learned, that I wouldn't remember it. But as Kay was saying there, perhaps adrenaline completely takes over and it all kicks in. I'd be pleased to hear from you, though, if you've been in a similar situation to that.